NPR has learned that Hillary Clinton will be the next Secretary of State. Transition officials have confirmed that she has accepted the job. And there's news on a couple of other cabinet appointments. NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving is here now. And Ron, first, let's talk about Senator Clinton. It's been quite a guessing game in Washington for more than a week now.
Yes, it has, and it has absolutely fascinated many people in the media, many people in the country. Certainly a lot of Hillary Clinton's fans have been hanging on every new breath of news. She has made up her mind. She has decided to accept the nomination from Barack Obama. The Obama campaign has yet to comment. They said this morning that there was not a final confirmation at this point because they were waiting to hear back from Senator Clinton and that no formal announcement would come until after Thanksgiving. But it now appears that Senator Clinton has made up her mind. She wants to accept the position and resign the United States Senate to become Barack Obama's Secretary of State.
Now part of that deal involved inevitably her husband, Bill Clinton. He had to provide a lot of information about his global dealings. He runs the Global Initiative. He has expensive speaking fee gigs and all that. So will he curtail any of that activity?
Yes, apparently he is planning to curtail that activity insofar as it might provide for any sort of conflict for his spouse or for the administration, and he does not want to embarrass either, and he does not want to create distractions. So he will curtail his own activities. He has also provided the names of 208,000 donors to his foundation and to his presidential library. These were not names that had all been provided before. This is a private enterprise, and the president was not obligated to do so, but it was troubling to the Obama camp that they did not have that information, so he was willing to provide it, and that seems to have been one of the stumbling blocks for this nomination to go forward.
Okay, and let's talk about two other choices. They haven't been made official yet, but they have been made public, at least through the news media. New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson will be, according to NBC, the next Commerce Secretary, and Timothy Geithner, the next Treasury Secretary. First, let's talk about Richardson and why he might be the next Commerce Secretary.
Bill Richardson has always been in line to get a major appointment in any Obama administration. He is the governor of New Mexico, but before that, of course, he was a congressman, held several positions in the Clinton administration in the 1990s. And, of course, he did endorse Barack Obama, and that was a big help. He campaigned for him in the Hispanic community, and he was certainly the first Hispanic candidate for president to be seriously considered and get into the final round. So Bill Richardson has been a key figure wanting a position in this administration, and they have found the one where he could be on the same page and in agreement with the Obama forces themselves.
Okay, and Timothy Geithner, not exactly a household name. He runs the Federal Reserve Bank in New York and it closely involved in the federal bailout of Wall Street.
Yes, not a household name yet, but soon to be a true household name. I think there are going to be more people who follow the career of Tim Geithner from here on out than Bill Richardson. And in some respects, it's even possible to imagine him being more of a key figure in the early months than Hillary Clinton. Because while we obviously have many challenges on the foreign policy front, what we have is an immediate present crisis on the economic front. And Tim Geithner is going to have to take over for Henry Paulson as the person most in charge of dealing with that.
And how closely will he hew to Henry Paulson's philosophy, his ideas?
I don't think we can count on anyone hewing to anything over the next month, because even Henry Paulson has not stuck to the same line on what we needed to do to deal with the falling markets and to deal with the crisis of confidence and to deal with the credit markets seizing up. So he's tried different things. He's zigged as well as zagged. And I think we have to expect that Tim Geithner would be required to think creatively and to improvise once he is in the same role as Secretary of Treasury. And by the way, all of these positions have to be confirmed by the Senate. But I think given these three candidates, we could assume the Senate would confirm all three.
Mm-hmm. And Tim Geithner used to work for Larry Summers in the Clinton administration. And interestingly enough, Summers was considered, right, for this spot at Treasury.
Yes, it appears it was down to those two. And in the end, Barack Obama decided to start with the cleaner slate.
Okay, thank you very much. NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving.
Thank you, man.